Hi, my name's Sean Chaler. That's my friend Chris Ford. Great shirt, Chris. Welcome to Avatar The Last Podcasters. And today we are very excited to look at the Netflix live action season 2 trailer just dropped today. I'm even going to go through the painstaking trouble of posting the video 12 hours earlier than I normally would have. 24. I can't do math. I haven't even asked Chris yet. Chris, I'm going to post this video tomorrow just for timely excitement instead of Saturday so that we can get as close to being news reaction-like as we've ever been in the history of Avatar The Last Podcasters.
We are. Honestly, I feel so behind as an Avatar fan sometimes because also we have not seen the movie and the new movie that's coming out in October, supposedly. And I feel like part of my plan, if it holds up, is to just pretend like we live in a world that it didn't leak. Like when they release new images and stuff, we'll react to it. So to whoever people out there who are trying to keep virgin eyes, you can stay unspoiled here unless we just lose all patience and eventually watch it, but we'll tell you.
I'm not saying,
but until then, I'm approaching it.
I'm not saying that won't happen, that we won't lose all patience, but I have no qualms whatsoever with just pretending that side of the internet doesn't exist and just like,
It's kind of fun. It's kind of like, It's like time traveling to the past, or is it like time traveling to the?
It's like time traveling
future,
to
where everyone
the forward
already
direction.
The way that time where everyone goes. Already knows it's gonna happen.
Oh, so,
and you're just like, oh.
Oh, so you'll call it back to the past? No.
Yeah.
Back to the future. Oh, yeah. No, I have no qualms with that whatsoever. We can just put blinders on.
Like when a new trailer comes out, we'll react to that, and it'll be genuine reactions, not knowing the plot really. Granted, I've been spoiled on a few things just because of being on the internet, but for the most part, I think I don't know what's happening.
My social usage is so limited that I get closer to having it spoiled when I'm posting our videos on your YouTube channel than I do at any other point in my weeks. That being said, that's good. I'm going to try my best to keep a clean track record until we either see it the right way or we just give up and cave, and that's fine too. Listen, Chris, we don't have to hold ourselves to anybody else's standards. We can cave and that's fine, or we cannot cave and that's also fine because it's a movie.
True, but don't you want to feel the moral superiority of not caving, but granted at the same time also understanding that we understand that people might want to watch it early?
The
I'm kidding about the moral superiority. I won't feel really any moral superiority. I'm just like,
I would if it
you're
was
a real Avatar fan. I would never be like
I would
that.
If it was not. Well, yeah, I wouldn't be like that. I hope. I don't know. Chris, you don't know who you really are until you have power.
I know, right? It's all getting there. I'm just pointing fingers at everybody. You're not a real Avatar fan. You didn't wait. You didn't wait like I waited.
Picture just us, a whole dramatic speech episode, just gatekeeping. It's just trashing people. No, I would feel more moral superiority if it was, you know, like any of the non, like if it was a less made, if it wasn't Paramount, you know, if it wasn't Paramount, well, I would feel. But anyway, I just wanted to, like, hey.
True. It's awesome.
Again, we don't have to behold ourselves to anybody's standards. We just have to do the parent thing. It's like, all right, even if we make a bad decision, let's do the united front, okay? United front in front of the children. They won't know if we're right.
Imagine
wrong.
If I watched it and I didn't know it.
Chris, I gotta be honest, if that's It wouldn't bother me, because in my head I would trust that you were just trying to let me live the experience that I wanted, impeded by your choice. If you did it that way, I'd be like, oh, he said he watched it. He just wanted me to make my own choices, and I would be fine with that. Like, again, it's just a movie. It's just a movie. Yeah. I'm not gonna lose sleep over it, you know? That being said, this moral high ground, man, we're gonna burn everybody else to the ground after we watch this when it comes out for real. That being said, it is funny to think of us reviewing a trailer, like reacting to a trailer in the future. Not this one in particular, but to like a movie trailer that other people have already seen. But
yeah.
Because that's for another time. We've got a this time thing that, to the best of my knowledge, has not leaked. And that's the Netflix season 2 trailer. I have not seen it yet, and obviously we cannot show you, but
I have seen it, Sean. I have seen it. I saw it without...
Carve your own path, but also I think that's the norm when trailers come out. I feel like this is like the normal... Like I
think only one time I actually waited until to watch it with you.
Let me also,
most of the time, I think I do.
Let me make it very clear. First. If I'd come across it or whatever on YouTube, like I would have watched it, but you told me yesterday or 2 days ago, and then I fell asleep and then I forgot. And so it's like I wouldn't have watched it if I had seen it on YouTube or whatever. It's just that my YouTube algorithm is 100% Dead Meat videos, if you're familiar with the Dead Meat channel, Good Mythical Morning, and tech videos. That's my whole YouTube algorithm. That's all I get fed. Occasionally sports highlights. But no moral superiority here. I would have watched it if I had been prompted. But anyway, Chris, I've got it pulled up, and I am excited, though. I'm ready to hit the play button. Whenever you are.
All right.
And then different software this time, so I'll have to probably mute you when I edit the video and like reduce the volume of both you and the YouTube video playing, if I'm not mistaken. I'll find out.
Sounds good.
Okay.
To me.
Tell me when you're ready and we'll go on the count of three.
I am prepared.
All right, doing it on three. One, two, three.
Aang destroys a fireball with a blast of wind.
The Earth Kingdom.
Refugees flood through a gate to a dock.
Is going to fall.
Fire Nation soldiers surround refugees in the forest.
There's a Fire Nation army just beyond the wall.
Lightning crackles on the dock as a ship filled with refugees leaves, Zuko on board. A finely dressed woman wears a frozen smile.
I'm sorry, Avatar. You may be confused. There is no war in Ba Sing Se.
Words appear on June 25th. Zuko looks over a moonlit Ba Sing Se wearing his fanged blue and white mask.
The Fire Nation hasn't stopped fighting. All over the Earth Kingdom, they're waging war.
Fire Nation soldiers stand in formation in an Earth Kingdom village.
If we're gonna defeat them, I need you to teach me earthbending. You're the best earthbender I've ever seen.
A milky-eyed girl wearing a green headband with white puffballs punches the air and launches large rocks.
This is the Avatar? Zuzu, he's a little boy.
Aang looks from Zuko to Azula. Words appear, return to the epic saga. Torches glitter around the Earth King's palace. Iroh's eyes glimmer with tears. Jet twirls his hook swords. In a colossal library, a great owl spirit dives toward Aang.
We've already won.
Azula stands over Aang in the vast cavern lit by glowing crystals.
The question is, how much are you willing to lose?
Stone-gloved men with wide-brimmed hats surround Katara. The men haul Sokka away. Toph stands in a metal cell. Momo curls up in Appa's paw print. Appa roars in a meadow.
Oh.
Green stone forms a title, Avatar, The Last Airbender, only on Netflix, June 25th.
So I just... unintentionally did the... stupidest thing. Chris, so this is from Netflix. I'm on the Netflix YouTube channel. I, for whatever reason, I have the audio described official trailer.
I just went over that with you. I just told you that when we were talking earlier, I was like, oh, for some reason, I always click on the audio describer.
Because I didn't even know what you meant. I thought that was a good thing. I was like, oh, yeah, there it is. I'll click that. That's a good thing.
And then I was like, but this problem only has happened to me with this season of Avatar. And I wonder, is it because of Toph? They're like, oh, Toph is a new character. We have to make sure we have... Well, that doesn't make... We do have to make sure we have...
ADA
trailers and stuff.
That's probably a better term.
For blind
Chris,
people.
You said it. I didn't know what you meant. I was like, oh, Chris said he clicks on that one. I'll click on that. Like, you know what I mean? I just, like, all right.
I don't think you miss out on much dialogue.
No, and it stopped when there was dialogue.
Oh, okay.
That's, it is, oops. Hey, I got the trailer, though. Chris, how would you like to exchange reactions?
I'll go first. After watching, you go first.
Me go first. Gut reaction. There's a lot of things that looked really, really cool. There were some bending things that I didn't think looked that great visually. But there's a lot of scenery, a lot of backdrops, costumes, things like that I really liked. There is some awkward bending, or like even the biggest thing that I'm working up to here, like my one biggest reaction that kind of hit me right away is I understand what they're trying to do with Toph and movements not necessarily being the same for her, or not necessarily needing to have the same impact, and they're trying to parlay. It's like, yeah, it's not about the exaggerated movements, but they look like a high school play. They look kind of stilted. I don't know how to describe it. I didn't like her, how she was bending. And I know they're trying to portray something related to the way that she operates, just being different, but it was, I felt like I was watching a child actor. I don't know how to say that nicer. And that was like the biggest thing that's sticking in my brain from the whole trailer.
That's interesting.
What about you?
I don't necessarily. My overall reaction is that I wish, again, this is coming from a person who loved the first season. I think I started off being like a really like, and it ended up being a love. But I wish I was just more excited. I don't know why I'm not very excited to go into this new season. I like some of the choices they're making. They're definitely changing some stuff up.
Narrative implication changes that they have not hinted at. It sounds like they're trying to hide some, but suggested here. The narrative changes seem interesting. Like, that feels like a different order or a different mechanism that I liked, or at least has me like wanting to know what happens.
Yeah, I'm very curious. There looked to be some type of upheaval in Ba Sing Se. There was the scene where like people were rushing in. What looked like refugees
that
were rushing
exactly
in.
Exactly the scene. So I wonder, will there be?
Yeah. So I wonder whether there'll be like some new story elements of like the haves and have-nots, or the way you treat people. A class system, right? Because bossing, and that wasn't in the show, in the cartoon, there was a class system of like, oh, outer ring was a dump. And then you go, the more inner you go, the more it gets into richer folks and stuff like that.
Let's get some of that Korra season 3 insurrection spiciness that they maybe didn't get to explore as deeply in Avatar. Like, yeah, that's the purpose of this show, or what makes it good. Let's get some of that heavier, bigger,
yeah,
little not goriness, but like more violent, more consequential stuff in here. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I think that would be good. One thing I love the Netflix Avatar does, that I think does better than at least Avatar has done post show. It is might be just a me thing, but I feel like they give Suki her props. Like Suki feels oftentimes like she is an afterthought in the world of Avatar, and she's such a cool character, such a great design. It was great to see her in this a lot. She's even on the thumbnail, right? Like I love the thumbnail of Team Avatar, all of them ready to fight. Looks like they're fighting Azula. Looks like it's that scene where they all throw, because in the trailer, it looked like they had the scene of Azula, of them attacking Azula at once, like they did in the episode The Chase. But looks like Suki is here as well. So, I just love having Suki here.
I hope that's like in response to just fan feedback, right? Like you and I know that among just the regular Joe fans, Suki is wildly popular. And it's like, all right, yeah, let's get her some like proper. Yeah. Let's get her a little pedestal, you know.
There's a Kyoshi. I see more Kyoshi warriors than. Than Guitarist probably, than Toph's maybe. It's debatable. Cosplay wise, always see a good Suki.
I think the face as far as cosplay, right? The face paint. I mean, it sounds horrible to me to have paint on my face, but I think for a cosplayer, that's part of what makes it fun, right? It just, that sick, just the sick makeup. But it does feel like we see a lot of Kyoshi warriors. Chris, I will, so they're still stupid, but I will say that Jet's hook knives, swords, they look cool. They're still a stupid concept, Chris. There's a reason that nobody,
they're not a stupid. It's an
that nobody in other lore or fantasy fiction or reality uses them because they're stupid. But Chris, they look cool. I thought he looked good in his little, like 2 seconds of show there. In fact, there was a lot of good looking characters, just visually, the way they're presented and dressed, etc.
Yeah, yeah. Jet looks cool. Looks like they're gonna have his death scene. There was a scene in like an underground tunnel with him. That's kind of the, I guess, a drawback or negative that the show can't escape from. It's like, oh, okay, well, I see that story element. That's why it's like the stuff that sticks out to me in a positive way is the new stuff. But I know like fans don't want new stuff. I like new stuff, but I know that I'm not. Okay, this sounds uppity of myself. I think
spoken from a guy who isn't going to watch the movie until the day it's released for real. I know that listen, if you can't be self-aware,
unless I cave in a month from now, I like when adaptions change stuff up because like, that, to me, that's what adaptions should do. They should change things, offer new lens, offer perspective. Like, oh, well, if we change this thing, well, if we add this, we put more focus on that. Because if I wanted to watch the actual thing, I can always go back and watch the actual thing, and I will, and I have 20-something times, because I'm a real fan.
I'm a real fan. Watch the real thing and not the movie. we land in like slightly different spot on how to operate. But one thing I think that this trailer does for me and that the first season does for me is like, yeah, we did it. We are aging up the audience here. Use it. You're preaching to an older crowd with this. Use it. So yeah, let's see deeper stuff, not necessarily deeper feelings, but darker themes, more troubling presentations of things.
Yeah, mature thing.
Absolutely. Age it up, and this, like I said, that scene stood out to me a lot. Or even just the refugees, like that was depressing, man. Like there was a lot of just broken down people on a boat. I was instantly sad. It's like, yeah, let's see more of that stuff that you just maybe can't hammer home as much. So that has me excited.
God, if they get to a point, and this might be tricky just with the current climate of
show
war
Jet die.
No, that won't be tricky at all. You can just die you want. The fact I think they will show Chet die definitively. He's gonna get a piece of earth through
he's
the chest.
Get what's coming to?
Yeah. And then that will make you like him. Imagine this show makes you like Chet. That's. But what I'll say,
I'm probably gonna like the way the show portrays him better because I think it's gonna feel more. It's gonna feel less out of place. But I interrupted you. I apologize. Go ahead.
Oh, you're fine. What the show could do, which I was saying, might be tricky in this day and age because there's so many conflicts and little wars happening, and refugees and war being in places. But if they show the actual Fire Nation attacking villages where there are actual people, and you show refugees trying to escape those wars, like, that could be some powerful stuff that you maybe couldn't do in the cartoon. Especially during that... This landscape, this global landscape, is different than, 2000... feels different than 2005, even though we were
also the United States were in
multiple wars.
Yeah, what's the deal with that shit?
Is Avatar an indicator of war? Is it Avatar's fault? I think we're talking about something earlier about like indicators of economies and stuff. Like, I forgot what we're talking about, but anyway, this was like weeks ago. But no, that would be really interesting if they approach it in that manner. Even if they tiptoe in it, I think it could be compelling.
That is the type of change that in context that I do want to see from here. And like I said, just based on that trailer, that's the good part of that trailer to me. That's my positive reactions. Because I gotta go back to my neck. There's some stilted. I know it's child actors, but there was like just Azula's dialogue.
Oh, these aren't really child. They're all 17. I liked her delivery just fine.
It was so stiff.
I like her delivery of.
And then,
I think she's doing good. Azula, there's a hint of superiority, and I'm better than you in there. The whole like Zuzu. This is a little boy, which honestly. That line doesn't make so much sense because he looks
18,
16 years old.
he looks like a little boy, and he's got a beard stubble.
I can tell they wrote that line years ago. He's almost done with puberty.
I thought her delivery was bad. I thought her other deliveries were okay.
No, I think I thought that was pretty good.
Of their actual bending. So the first bending. What was it? Was it Aang airbending in a way, like a Ty Lee agent, maybe?
I think he water.
It might have been.
I think it was just waterbending of a Fire Nation.
The first one, I thought, hey, that looks good. But then there was a couple more that we went where it's like, I thought Toph's movements looked awkward. I honest to goodness thought that Azula's lightning, like the flying bending thing, I thought that looked weird and cheap.
You mean when she does like this thing here?
Yeah, I thought that looked
like in the
I
think that one's just hard. I think that one.
I know, but I'm gonna.
I feel like some moves are hard.
Absolutely,
to
but I'm gonna say it.
And they
like,
want to be like,
the,
oh, but you're
that's
never.
Part of the,
yeah, you. Yeah, it's
that's
fair.
Part of the nature of going from animated to live action. Is part of the deal. I don't think it looked good, but
it's a fair critique.
Grand scheme of things, I think what's most important to me right now is that they have me interested to see what they're doing differently, those different narrative implications that they have put on screen here. And I think that's good. I think they have me wanting to know what happens, and that's probably my most important takeaway.
Yeah. My small nitpicks. Again, these are really small nitpicks. I'm not a fan of Azula's outfit. It's a little too dressy.
Okay, too dress robe.
Like I feel like she, the top is kind of. I mean, if I want to be
costume,
oh my gosh,
designer?
I can't even think of the stupid word. No, if I want to be like exactly like the show, stick to the pure purist,
adaptation. Or like a fundamentalist or whatever.
Yeah, purist. There we go. I want to be like a purist. You know, yeah, she should have more of the armored look, or at least more of that like flowy season one, but still constricted. I don't know. I think I'm fine with the top, with the torso part, but they're, it's just kind of too dressy at the bottom. Zula's not really that dressy of a character. Her hair looks great though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and she got the nails going. Another nitpick, which this isn't a nitpick, more so because. So when Toph bends, she goes like that, and then an elbow. No one ever bends with their elbows. And again, this is me being a nitpicky because a character I wrote, the main villain in Kitsune, right? So like I had him, again, this is a me thing. I had him based off of Muay Thai. And Muay Thai is called like the nine, one of the motifs of Muay Thai is like the nine-limbed fighter or something around there where they use like nine limbs, right? Use your feet, your elbows, your knees, your head. You use it all. And so like when I wrote in there like, oh, people, you know, he throws a punch, he throws an elbow that's fire, even fire because it's unorthodox. When, you know, so people don't typically ever bend with their knees or the elbows. That's just a thing I've never seen before that I added to a character to make it more interesting. And they're ruining it.
So
thanks.
Here is one of the issues with writing a prequel of any type, and I'm not saying this specific to Kitsune, just in general, is it's cool like in Kyoshi, where like you don't know that they're gonna do lightning bending, but then they do lightning bending and you're like, oh, that. What a cool like introduction to lightning bending. But on the flip side, it's like anything that somebody would have done that would have been like really effective or good probably would have pervaded on. You know what I mean? Like it probably, if it was really good back here, it would probably still exist over here.
I
don't know a nice way to say it. I think it feels creatively hindering sometimes to write prequels of any type, but
yeah.
Either way, Chris, in this case, I feel like that's a reflection of how good and creative your idea was. They stole it. I don't know how they got their hand on your info.
They've been creeping into my Google Drive, and they've read.
Oh, did you hear Paramount bought Google and owns the rights to all Google Drive content? And that's that.
How much is Google worth?
I assume more than Paramount, but I actually don't know.
It would have to be. You know how much data they have?
It's so in everything. I don't know how else to put it. It's literally everywhere. Whereas Paramount, at least you got to like turn on a TV to see an impact of, but
a couple other things before I forget. Appa, from the first trailer, I didn't think we were going to get Appa's Lost Days.
Yeah, but now
or Appa Stolen. But this trailer, because like they show Appa in the first trailer, they show Appa at the Serpent's Pass, which in the show that was impossible because he had already been lost before Serpent's Pass. He was lost in the desert. So they're clearly changing some stuff up. But here, it looks like Appa does go missing at some point. Cause they show Momo and the Appa paw print. They show Aang hugging Appa. So you're like, oh, that looks like a reunion type of deal. So I'd be curious to see how they handle that and what changes they make to it. But I think losing Appa was a big deal. But also, if they didn't have it, I would have understood it. I've been like, yeah, you got only 8 episodes to tell this 20 episode story.
Probably shrink that, right? Like that's like Appa being gone is going to be like either a side story of 1.5 episodes or just the full story of like half an episode or something, right? It'll be a truncated thing.
I wonder how they'll do it. Maybe I could see them stretching that 3
But if
episodes.
If you had Angry, it's such an iconic Aang going into the Avatar state. Don't you think you would have? Wouldn't you
You muzzled Appa.
Wouldn't you have like floated that in the trailer somewhere for a second? Avatar State. Wouldn't you have put that in there? And does that mean anything, or does it like it?
Well, that's a good question because they didn't. One of my favorite moments. You might disagree. One of my favorite moments from the previous season was Kyoshi coming to life, her just wreaking havoc on stuff, and they didn't put that in the trailer. And so maybe they do care to save certain stuff for the trailer. But that was a surprise though.
That was a cool different take, right? Like they were holding a secret back.
Yeah, that was a different take. Yeah, but this wouldn't be necessarily holding a secret, so maybe it just doesn't happen. Because it would be a cool moment of like, tell me where Appa is, or even just the. Well, no, you don't want to do that because then that gives away the Appa's missing. Just the scene
just,
itself.
Just a hint of it for us. If I was designing a trailer. Just for the fans, but also because it should just look cool independent. Like, even if you don't know the story, it should look really cool regardless. Just a 2 seconder on Aang, but with an actual angry face, eyes glowing. So I'm kind of wondering if that doesn't happen or not, but I don't want to read too much into it either. Just a thought.
Yeah. I do think, on a negative aspect, I do think things look a little bit cheap. Specifically in that scene of them in the
caves.
Caves with Azula doing that. Like, it's just very green screen.
And the floor, I couldn't help, it was a weird thing to notice, but like the floor was like super flat and clean. It's like, I know the earthbenders, but you're in a
it
in a
is
cave.
Really flat, yeah.
I know they can probably do nice work, but that looks, again, this like a stage play vibe of like, all right, we built this elaborate like side and ceiling scenery, but the floor is flat. So here you go.
Have you been in a cave? That does seem like a play. It's like, hey, we put this pillar here, we put this here, and act around it on the stage floor.
Yep. That's what it. That's just a gut reaction. So that to me is kind of nitpicky, especially because I saw a lot of other things that did look good. But that one, they lingered on that scene a hair longer than some of the other stuff, and it made me notice or feel, cheaper, I guess.
Yeah. Two other things. Before I forget, I feel like I said two other things before, and I probably said one thing. But one other thing.
And it gets worse.
Wong Ching Tong is back.
I'm sorry, what?
They're going to the desert, or they're going to the spirit library. Even though we've seen Wong Ching Tong before, previously. So that's cool. And it looks like they show the scene where Sokka figures out the invasion, the Day of Black Sun and everything. That looked pretty cool. That actually looked pretty cool and different. Did you see the Painted Lady, Sean?
No, I didn't. Did I miss?
Yeah, Painted Lady is in here.
Okay, so that'd be an
order. I get. Completely, you know, honestly, if they didn't have the Painted Lady is one of those things that's like, it's not that relevant to the entire story.
Nice,
you probably could have had
kind
it.
Of another fan but, favorite. You know what? In the bending Coliseum, is that right? Arena? There was a lot of that background too that just felt a little cheaper. Like it felt kind of simple and flat. Like it needs more texture, more brokenness and stuff to it, I guess. It just felt very, very flat.
At 114 is the Painted Lady. So.
14. Oh, look at her.
Real quick.
Hiding back there in the mists. Nice.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see what differences, what changes they make and stuff.
I think this suggests, it feels like, if they're pulling the Painted Lady out of season 3, or I wonder, I'm going to try to truncate this because it's going to be a loose train of thought, but it boils down to, is season 3 going to feel the most different? And I bet the answer is yes. In terms of changes from the original narrative.
I mean, think about what you need to cut from season 3. Oh, man, would they bring in Hama?
I hope they keep bloodbending, because that's, again, it's something that you could explore in a more grotesque way here than you could have in Cards. So I hope they keep it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, from book 3, you really only need the headband. Not the headband. Definitely, you don't need the headband at all. But you need the... Why can't I think of episode 1 title? Oh my gosh.
Chris, I believe it's called The Boy Who Lived?
Why can't I think of episode...
I've never remembered.
The Awakening. There we go. The Awakening.
Yeah, okay. You probably don't need Aang tripping balls. You don't need the headband. You don't necessarily need Hama, but you would probably want a way to... I think missing bloodbending would be missing an opportunity for a good philosophical prodding.
Ooh, what they'll probably do is... So I think they'll probably combine Sokka's master and Hama. Because that's Katara and Sokka training with two different people, one from the Fire Nation, one from the Water Tribe.
Leveling up their shit.
Yeah, but also, like, there might be some conflict between the two of them. They're like, hey, why are you learning from... It's the notion of, like, things don't seem the way they always seem. Like, Sokka, why are you learning from Firebender? I'm learning from Waterbender. I'm better than you, like... And then it turns out that Hama's freaking evil, and that guy and Master P and Dao is part of the good guys.
So the way that this season plays out, you know, and what they do with Jet, because, you know, in the original, that's sort of the purpose of the Jet episode, is that's like a climax between Sokka and Katara of their disagreement and about trust, et cetera, et cetera. It's like that vibe could shift into this episode that you're describing of, like, nah, you got to trust. I know she's a waterbender, but there's something, you know, there's something off. She can't, you know, and that could have the same vibes. But depending on what they do with Jet in season 2 and if that's necessary or not.
Yeah. So really, to me, season 3, even though we're getting way ahead of ourselves, you need... It's like we haven't done this for season 2 yet. Maybe we should do season 2. What episodes? Must have episodes season 2. But season 3, you need The Awakening, which is episode 1. Then you throw in the Puppet Master and the Sword. What do they call that episode? Sokka's Master. The Puppet Master and Sokka's Master. It's fine. They both have Master.
The Masters.
Wait, the Puppet? The Masters. It's funny. And then pretty much the invasion. And then the Western Air Temple. You don't need... I don't think you need the Boiling Rock. Maybe a little bit.
That's a storyline that you could skip.
The betrayal part is the most important.
You could find another way to make that one bit happen without... 2 episodes of content.
Yes. Yeah. And then the Dave Black's not Dave. And then the
That Sozin's being comment. Said, I don't know when George Takei would make an appearance otherwise. I assume that he will. No, I don't. that'd be fun though, actually, if he did.
Nah, he already played Ko the Face Stealer. There we go.
Oh yeah. Chris?
Bison or a buffalo. Ah, bison or buffalo. It's great stuff. I don't think I am missing anything else that I care to discuss.
I was, you know, fine enough or happy enough when I watched it, but after talking with you and kind of even opening my brain further to more narrative intrigue, I'd say, you know, if I started... at like a 6.5 or 7 out of 10. After talking with you, I'm at like a 7 to 7.5. Like, I shifted up at least half of a point just in discussions. And after this discussion. Good. 7.5. I'll give it. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I do. And then I kind of forgot. I need to do a rewatch of it. I'm trying to rewatch before the show comes out.
We've got a month, right?
I'm currently rewatching Avatar with my boys. Cool. My youngest is always down to watch it. And I think my oldest son tries to just rebel against me for no reason. I don't know where
That's
he gets that from.
That's a middle child thing.
He's like, no, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it with you. And I'm like, Bray, come watch it with us. And Isaiah's like, come on, Bray, watch it. But Isaiah just cuddles up with me. He watches it with me.
No, that's just middle child stuff, I think.
Maybe.
Combination of that plus age.
So now I try to bribe him.
He's just down here eating ice cream.
Or give him punishment. Yeah, like, no, you didn't watch Avatar that's with
part
me.
Of the, part of the
Too bad. Like, I'm trying to do you a favor. You know, you will like this show.
Help me. Help you.
Yeah. Help me to help you. Help me to help you. Help me
I've
to help
got you. A month, but I'm going to be unavailable for like 10 days. But I also, I can surely rewatch the first season between now and then. I can do it. Chris, final thoughts before we.
I like you said, I think after our conversation here, I'm more excited because honestly, I kind of forgot that the Netflix show does go into kind of more mature things and maybe more things about war. Like even the first season, like they had a spy, they had like other stuff. They actually show the Fire Nation attacking and invading the air nomads.
Yeah, that spy gets roasted to show those too, deaths, right? Like just right out of the gate.
Yeah. Yeah, so if we can expect, honestly, if the show keeps up quality with season one, in retrospect to Avatar, if it keeps that like same ratio of quality, that means season two should be better because season two of Avatar is better than season one of Avatar.
My concerns are mostly with the things we mentioned about some stiffness, some cheapness that I don't necessarily remember there being in the first season, but I'll reserve the right to like rewatch and see how I feel. But the first season being mostly outside in nature, like there were so many cool environments in season one. Like that was my biggest thing that I liked about season one. So then in season two, when I'm having these moments of, yeah, that's kind of flat or gross. And they were just like indoor, you know, it was in a cave, it was an arena, the background of the palace when they were like just little things like that that feels like a bottle episode, Chris. No, those are the parts of it that I found less attractive, and that has concerns for me that we'll miss some of that world gallivanting outside big scenery that we got in the first one.
Imagine they did a bottle episode in the show. It would just be Katara and Zuko stuck in the cap in the
cavern talking about their backstories. Chris, I would watch it and I would bitch the whole time. The entire episode.
Oh, the beach. I can see the beach in season three being a bottle episode.
Get it out of here. Ain't no bottle episodes when you only got eight of them to work with, Chris. An hour long bottle episode of the beach.
That's the point.
That would drop my rating of the entire season by 2 points.
I would love it.
2 points bare minimum.
Love it.
As the then 24-year-old children pretending to be young teenagers. Oh man. Bottle episode. Hey, come back next week. We're gonna talk about a bottle episode. Chris, we should do a bottle episode about a bottle. We should be trapped in in our own basements, but we have very expansive, luxurious basements. Yeah. If we had to do our bottle episode, it would need to be in like we both work office jobs, like a crappy conference room, and the mechanism is that there's a, I don't know, alarm goes off and all the doors lock and they can't get it unlocked. It's like, I guess we're recording a bottle episode. And then that's big crap. Let's talk about that next time. Getting off topic. Hey, thanks for watching. If you haven't watched the trailer yet, you should know that as Chris has described, there is an audio described trailer that did not harm my viewing experience. It only confused me for a moment. and go watch it on YouTube. Let us know what you think. We'd be delighted to hear. We'd also be delighted for you to leave comments and thumbs ups, subscribes, positive reviews, click bells. And we're grateful for all of those interactions. In the meantime, my name's Sean. That's my friend Chris Ford, a.k.a. The Objective Geek. And come back next week. We're going to talk about something just a half a hair different. We'll see you next time.